Okay, hello. Welcome back to the afternoon session. We're going to start, so we don't fall behind. I know people would hate to have the break shortened. Okay, so welcome back. This afternoon session is on gestures. We have two papers and two tech notes. I'm not going to talk, so I'm going to stay away from the speaker's time. This first paper, as you can see, is simple versus compound modifier hierarchical marking menu. And the speaker is Shen-Nan Zhao.
Thank you very much for introducing me. And today I'm going to introduce a variant of the compound mark technique invented by Kurtenbach and Dustin, and discuss the experiments we have conducted and discuss the results with you. This is the work I've done with Robin Barakushner at the University of Toronto. So let me start with reviewing the marking menu technique invented by Kurtenbach and Dustin in 1993. Marking menu is a variant of radio or pie menu, and it operates in two kinds of behaviors. When the users are novice, the user will put on the pen or the mouse and hold on for 1/3 of a second, and the menu will pop up. In this case, it's a radio menu or pie menu will pop up. And the user can just simply do a selection by drawing the mouse toward the direction of the menu items. In this case, the user will draw the mouse toward the south and select item grocery. And every time the user doing some drawing and performs the menu selection, he gets practice about it. And eventually, he becomes an expert and remembers where he will select. So at that time, you can simply just draw the mark without looking at the menu itself. This significantly increases the speed of the selection. And the transition is seamless. So just like linear menus, marking menus can also have hard. For a two-level hierarchy, in this case, the compound mark technique will use the compound zigzag mark to do the selection. So the user first holds on the pen and wait for a little while, the menu will pop up, and he draws the pen toward the south in this case to select grocery, and the second level menu pops up. And the user can continue to draw it, and maybe turn the angle to the east and select fruit in this case. Now once the user becomes an expert, you simply draw the mark without the menu pop up, increase the speed significantly. And next we'll show an example of selecting from a three-level menu. As you can see, since the menu technique uses a compound single continuous mark, we need the compound mark technique in this presentation. Marking menu has a lot of advantages. As we just talked about before, it has seamless novice to expert transition, which means that the user don't have to aware about those two modes. If the transition is seamless, so when the user becomes more and more familiar with the menu settings, eventually he will do the mark so fast that it crosses the time threshold and it will just become the expert. So at the expert mode, the selection is really fast, which is, according to the previous conditions, 3.5 times faster than linear menu or pie menu. Another interesting feature is that it is still invariant. So which means that the system will not distinguish the mark between the scales of the mark you have drawn. It's only according to the shape of the mark. So in this case, you see the small V shape on your left and the big V shape on your right. See, the system will not distinguish between them, so these two marks. They are two of the same selection because of the scale invariant. So this is you have some more flexibility for the menu selection. However, with many advantages, they also have some limitations. The first limitation deals with the breadth versus depth, speed versus accuracy trade-off. So when we talk about menu breadth, we're talking about the number of items the number of items in each level. And when we talk about depth, is the number of levels in the hierarchy. The previous research has shown that for a compass 4 type of menu, which is showing on the graph here, looks like a compass with 4 nodes, the maximum level you can build in the menu is only 4 levels. By the way, we use the notation here, compass 4-4, to represent the menu structure of 4 nodes breadth and 4 nodes depth. If you above this level, if the design menu above this level, the selection becomes error-prone. For the compass 8 type of menu, the limit is only 2 levels. So above that level, the selection becomes error-prone. Another limitation of compound mark technique is it has ambiguous marks. because it is pure invariant, and because it uses a single continuous mark, it cannot distinguish between certain selections with some others. So in this case, you look at the graph on the left. The user is trying to select south from the first level, south from the second level, and the north from the third level. And in the expert mode, basically it's drawing this narrow V shape. And you look at the menu on the right. In this case, you're trying to select south from the first level, north from the second level, and north from the third level. In the expert mode, it is also this V shape. So the computer cannot distinguish between the marks on the left and the marks on the right in the expert mode. This which leaves a lot of marks ambiguous and it cannot be used. So according to the formula, you can check the formula in the appendix of our paper, that for compass 8, that's 3 configurations, about 22% of them are ambiguous. And for compass 4, that's 4 menus, as much as 67% of menu items are ambiguous, and you cannot use. So previously we tell you that there's this error problem that limits the number of items you can put in the menu. So compass 4.4, which is 4 to the power of 4, 256 nodes you can incorporate in the menu items. For compass 8.2, it's only 64 nodes. So the upper bound is 256 nodes you can use. But this limitation here further reduces to 112 nodes. Another 100 nodes you cannot use. So for some large applications, you cannot use the master menu because it doesn't have the limit, it exceeds the limit of the nodes it can use. The third limitation is the space requirement actually grows quadratically for the compromise technique. For example, the first level menu, you're doing the selection, for example, you use 1 unit of space, and a second level selection, you use 3 or 4 times as much as the space for the first one. And the third level selection will use 9 times as much. And fourth level selection uses 16 times as much of the space as the first level selection. So for large devices such as laptop, tablet, PC, this might not be a problem. However, for small computing devices such as cell phone or your watch, this can be problematic. So let's have a little review for the compromise technique. It has some great advantages. You have seamless novice to expert transition, which is very nice, and you have really fast performance in terms of speed. But the speed limitation still is used in many applications. So can we deny another technique that maximize and we preserve the advantage of compromise technique, but at the same time try to reduce or eliminate its problems? So with that in mind, we design a technique of single mark technique. In single mark technique, it's just a variant of the compromise technique. And in fact, for the first level selection, they're exactly the same, as you showed earlier already. However, for a second level selection, when using a hierarchy, instead of using a compound mark, we use a series of inflation-free marks. And this is a crucial change that will cause a lot of benefits and we'll discuss later. So in this case, user selects velocity by drawing a mark toward the south in the novice mode, and the mark fade away, the second level of my menu pops up, the user draw a second mark and select a fruit. And when the user becomes expert, simply just draw a confection of 2 marks. And this is showing you that how you do that for a third level hierarchy. So we show that we get a little variant, but how does change affect a number of features and issues we have discussed earlier? Let's take a look at that. First, we look at the breadth versus depth issue we have talked about earlier. The previous research showed that for the compass 4, the maximum level can go to 4. Compass 8, the maximum level goes to 2. The main problem here is that the difficulty for you to perform the mark, for the compass mark, grows linearly and it works in linear case. So for a first level menu selection, compared with the fourth level menu selection, the fourth level menu selection is more than 4 times of the difficulty of the first level selection. So they have a steeper curve in terms of the error and approaching the error as opposed to the difficulty. However, looking at the single mark technique, because for every level we're just doing a simple drawing, the difficulties are same. So the difficulty growth is linear and constant. So our curve is much flatter than the other curve. So we probably can approach the error limit later and slower than their method. So according to the directional analysis. Another issue is ambiguity. Common mark is ambiguity. The simple mark, it is not. For speed usage, the common mark grows quadratically as shown in the previous slide. For simple mark, because we allow overlapping, the relative becomes constant. Next, we look at the physical motion of those two selections. For the common mark, it's a single zigzag joining. It is a single one joining here, but it is zigzag, which is kind of complex. For the simple mark, every mark you draw is really simple. However, you have multiple head up or mouse up down actions between those marks. So there are trade-offs between those two. We're not sure which one will be the winner. So based on our observations and analysis, we'd like to formulate these into a set of research issues or questions we can investigate further. First, we look at speed and accuracy issues between common marks and simple marks. Is simple mark better than speed or accuracy? We're not sure. Next, we look at the hierarchical depth. We know that the limit for the compound mark for the hierarchical depth. What is the limit for the simple mark is an open question. Third, the previous research has shown that for different mark interactions, the performance is different. For example, for our RX mark, which is the one shown on the left, the performance is much better than all RX marks, both in terms of accuracy and speed. Or the same situation happens with simple mark technique, it's an open question. In terms of device footprint, now we have a variety of devices, from a laptop to cell phones to a watch. The difference is tremendously in size. So how does size affect the selection speed or performance? It's an open question. And we want to see if the spatial overlap issue as well. In terms of simple marks, theoretically, it can be constant and really space efficient. However, in the real world case, people might not take that advantage to the team. So how people actually get the advantage and how much space they can save is also an open issue. Finally, we'll look at the timeout threshold issue of simple marks. Because at each level, the mark you selected is the same, so there's no inherent kind of difference that separates the marks in between different levels and the mark that between the first command and the second command. So we call it inter-command mark and inter-command mark. But usually it will not be a problem since the menu hierarchy itself imposes the constraint that the system will know that whatever the mark you draw belongs to this mark or belongs to the next command. However, in some cases, due to interruption, you might not want to use that physical constraint to determine that. So it would be nice to have a timeout threshold to kind of determine maybe after a certain time, the new mark you draw will be actually the next command instead of the one previously. But how much timeout threshold will be enough? It's also an open question. So next we look at the experiment we carry out to answer the research question. First we see a little video of a sample of how you perform the experiment, and then we discuss the experiment a little bit further and show the results. So in this video, as you can see on your left, here it shows the status at what level the condition it is. And on your right, you see a compass that tells the user how to get a mark. And in the middle area is the working area where the user performs the experiment. The top one shows the stimulus and the instructions. The user first saw the pen over the middle circle, and the instruction appears in red. And the user will draw the mark according to the instruction and the conditions. In this case, the user draw a compound two-level mark. If the response is correct, the response is showing blue, and it tells you to tap to clear the query. In this case, the user made a mistake, the response is showing black. The next example shows a different sample that we perform on a different condition. This is a single square condition for the median size. So the middle square is smaller, and here the user tries to select on a three-level menu. And as notes, we have this compass showing on your right, which kind of tells users how to draw those marks. So this imposed expert behavior because users will not have to remember what the house is, what the mouse is. So now let's look at some details. So how do we enforce this input footprint? As you can see on the left, this picture is actually the device we use for our experiment. The white portion is actually a Wacom cabinet, and on the top of it is covered by some cardboard, and they get kind of cut and put in between. We have three sizes. The small size, which is the size of a watch, and you see on the top right. And the medium size, which is the size of a typical PDA, which is in the middle. And the large size is the size of a tablet PC. So during the experiment, we replace the cardboard to constrain the user for the area we can work on. So next, we look at how the experiment design is. The experiment is we really study the design, and 12 participants from the University of Toronto participated in this experiment. This they did experiment on two techniques, the compound and the simple, and three input footprints, small, medium, and large, as you see earlier. And the 2 times 6 conditions are totally counterbalanced within the 12 sessions. For each of these conditions, they perform experiment in 4 hours, which is comfort score 2, with select 16 trials, comfort score 3, with the select randomly 16 trials, comfort 82, with select 32 trials, and comfort 83, with select 64 trials. So the total performs 9,216 trials total, and each participant spent about 2 hours to perform the experiment. Now we'll tell you the results. First, we look at the accuracy. The lab accuracy is the accuracy and interpretation. The way we measure accuracy is the number of right selections over the total number of selections. And on the x-axis, you see different conditions. The color one separates the breadth from the depth. So 4-2 means it's breadth 4, that's 2. And the top line, which is being red, is the simple mark data. And blue line is the compound mark data. Looking at the simple mark data, across all different sizes, all different value configurations, they're pretty much the same. And our various analysis to that, there's no significant difference. They're all about 90%. However, for the compound mark, there are no difference between large and media. However, from small screen devices, the performance drops dramatically. Especially for compound 8, that's 3. It drops the accuracy to about 60%, which is very low. And overall, compound mark is about 80% accuracy versus simple mark 93% accuracy. And this difference is very significant. Let's look at accuracy at a different angle, which this time the y-axis is the same. However, the off-axis condition changed to measure on-axis mark versus off-axis mark and with mixture of on-axis and off-axis mark. Again, look at the red data, which is simple mark. There are no significant difference. However, for compound mark technique, the experiment shows that the on-axis marks are more accurate than the off-axis marks, and it's significant, which is the same result we found out with the previous research. Now we look at the speed. In terms of speed, the y-axis is the time the user performs the mark in seconds, and the x-axis, again, is a different menu layout. In this case, for the large and the media, there's no significant difference between the compound mark and the simple mark. However, for the small mark, there's a slight difference between the simple mark and the compound mark. And the simple mark is significantly faster than the compound mark, although the difference is not very big. Now, look at the same data at a different angle, which is looking at on-axis and off-axis marks. For on-axis and off-axis marks, for simple marks and compound marks, for the on-axis parts, sometimes compound marks actually is a little better, and sometimes simple mark is a little better. However, for the off-axis marks, the simple mark is always better. Now let's look at the device input space usage. The top graph, you can see the y-axis is the space that users perform their marks in pixels. And the x-axis is the participation ID. I hope you can see the letters there. We have 12 participants here. And the blue kind of shade is the space usage for the compound mark, and the yellow one is for the simple mark. it's clear that supermarket is much more space efficient than car market. So perhaps particular one data into the bottom graph, you can see that in almost every area, every configuration, compromark is not as space efficient than supermarket. However, the difference is not as dramatic as the theoretical analysis has shown. It's somewhere in between. So now we did experiments, let's discuss the results. So overall, supermarket is slightly faster, but much more accurate than compromark. So in terms of depth, our experiment shows that for depth 3, graph 8, our error rate is quite low, and it's within the boundary. So this increased the number of marks we can use to 8 to the power of 3, which is 512 marks, which is significantly better than the previous extended unit, 112 marks. And we believe this can go more, although our experiment hasn't shown that. Next, we look at the mark direction. For the simple mark, the mark direction does not affect the accuracy, but it affects the speed. For the compound mark, it's the same as the result we found earlier. For the device input footprint, for the simple mark, it's consistent across different device inputs. For the compound mark, it performs really badly for the small footprint device. For the space efficiency, as we just showed you by the graph, simple mark is more space efficient, but maybe not as efficient as the theory that says. Last, we look at the timeout thresholds. According to our data, all users perform marks for the simple marks, the gap between their jokes is less than 2 seconds. So we think 2 seconds would be a reasonable upper bound to determine to separate intra-command marks between inter-command marks. Now we look at the comparison of the simple mark versus the compound mark in the expert mode. We also want to look at how the novice mode will actually operate. So now the novice mode will actually see the menu pops up and how the transition will be. That's various alternatives that you can use. So one alternative here is that user perform a selection and next, the top level menu kind of fade away. And the next level menu just kind of appears slightly offset from the top level menu. And then the top level menu completely disappears. The user can select from there. Another alternative is that when we do the first selection, the top level menu moves to the side and kind of fades, but does not disappear. And the user can simply perform the next the mark after that. So both have advantages and disadvantages. For the first one, it's more space efficient, but the contact information is not as good as the second one. So depending on your needs, you might want to choose one against the other. Next, we look at how we backtrack from the menu. So one approach is that once you select, you can click on the middle of the second level to go back to the level. So that's one approach. The other one is that once you do a selection from the top level, when you go to the next level, you just reserve a direction to be the backtrack direction. The user will just simply draw a mark backwards to go back. So they also have trade-offs. The first one, you have to use two kinds of actions. One is a stroke, the other one is a click. So maybe it's not too intuitive. The second one, everything is stroke and very easy to understand. However, you reserve a direction which reduces the number of items you can destroy. So again, depending on your situation, you might choose one against the other. Finally, we will look at some future directions. We can here to compare expert modes between compound marks and simple marks. However, there are this novice to expert transition between transitions we're going through for both methods. And some people argue that for the compound mark, first remember it because it's a one continuous mark, it may be a better chance. But I will argue that for each Asian letters, a lot of those each Asian letters is composed of simple marks, and people remember that just as well. So it's an open issue that we don't know which one is better. For the most errors, because the simple mark requires more strokes and more up and down actions, it might have more mode errors. But how it will affect the menu selection is an issue worth proposing. Finally, like I acknowledge the people who helped me and indirectly doing the research, and time for questions.
Time for a couple. next speaker wants to come up a little bit. That's our really tech. Really, the user input side, cardboard cutouts. But that would need to give the user some sort of template that might not be as all to do with the getting them, get a watch or something, or create a tablet, how the tablet might affect the development.
I don't think it affects that much. Most users in the people box, they usually go to the edge, in the summer box, you might just go to the edges. But when they go to the people box, they really don't use, so they don't touch the edges. So I think the people box will still perform well, even if you have a small device like a watch.
Still also still
it might be an issue to explore for this. Yeah.
Thank you for running Microsoft Association. And one problem I have with modeling marketing is it's very difficult for a very novice user who doesn't know the software to explore the possible menu options, which is quite easy to do in your normal menu system. Have you thought about that at all?
Yeah, well, I think about that. We're actually trying to design some menus to help that. So, but that would be next step.
Also,
Simple can be feature as well. You can just start a batch, like with nice compromise. You don't have to overlap. So if you, so it doesn't really have the disadvantage.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't see that at all.
Okay, thank you.